When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya.
Yeah, let the healing begin. Let the goddamn healing begin. Oh. The whole idea of I was actually standing and I was surrounded by it, but I wasn't aware. I was just standing there looking at my phone, and I was like, boy, it smells kind of fucked up here. And then I look around me. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm surrounded by shit. Huh. Stevie said, did Eric just say human feces? Oh, no, she says, isn't that what Freebeer said, human feces? Yeah, on the Freebeer fucked up speaking supercut. Fantastic, Dan. I mean, it's a fantastic moment to talk about on a podcast. Really is. I'm so glad that that happened to you. You're going to be fine. We have a Friday or Wednesday edition of a Big Fraud Wednesday. That doesn't make sense. We're doing it on Wednesday. So Big Fraud Wednesday is what we have coming up. It starts at 6 p.m. with Who Are These Free Beers? And I want to do a preview of it right now. One of the clips I pulled has a moment where Freebeer kind of gets pissed off. This sounds like real heat to me. It just felt that way. What the fuck is going on here? Oh, shit. I was looking at the wrong spot. My bad. Like, what just happened? Now, in this clip, Maitland is hosting a game called Name That Blank. She said, all right, what is the name of this product? And then she played a clip from the Lego movie. The caller correctly said, Legos. That's the product. Correct. Now, for every answer, Maitland then gives the crew a fun fact that she rips off of Wikipedia. It's boring. Steven Hot Wings started to pick on her about the fun fact, which I loved. And she had a dumb story that went along with it. And they're kind of like, yeah, that's great. And they're like making fun of that and playing a couple drops. And I think Hot Wings at one point said, isn't that something? Or, holy cow, I had no idea. And then you can tell it's sarcastic. Freebeer White Knights and lashes out about it because he's had that happen to him and he does not like that. So I think that this is 100% genuine, real heat. Tell me what you think in this clip right here.
All those bricks. The molds used to produce Lego bricks are accurate to within 2/1000th of a millimeter. Because of this high degree of accuracy, there are only around 18 bricks in every 1 million produced that fail to meet the company's high quality standard.
Huh.
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
We put together.
Alex goes, I'll be damned. And Steve goes, huh. Okay, now whenever you hear that, that's, yeah, this is boring. We don't care.
Huh.
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
We put together some Lego flowers the other day. That was the most tedious BS I have ever done.
Really?
Wow.
Okay, so they're making fun of her, and it's great because she sucks, okay? They know it, and they want to let her have it too.
And Greg immediately rushes in to like chastise.
BS I have ever done.
Really?
Wow.
All right. Well, I'm stalling, so thank you so much.
Okay, so she defends herself.
Number three.
Isn't that hurtful? Because that one just happened to you. That happens to me a lot. Sometimes I'm filling time, and then I get, you're boring and stupid. And I just want to lash out like you didn't go, you're just sitting there.
Yeah, please talk longer next time.
All right, well.
Okay. The fact that a grown man says, that's so hurtful. Who? What grown man says that?
Thank you so much.
It's
Thank
funny.
You so much.
That's why it's done.
Number three.
Isn't that hurtful?
Isn't that hurtful? Men, grown adult men, should not say, isn't that hurtful? Which is what he does. No, it's fucking funny, you idiot.
Because that one just happened to you. That happens to me a lot.
Oh, it happens to Greg a lot. Oh, no.
Sometimes I'm filling time, and then I get, you're boring and stupid. And I just want to lash out like you didn't go, you're just sitting there.
Please talk longer next time.
All right, well.
Okay, that's the first time that any one of those dumb shit little factoids that she throws out, which all suck, has ever been interesting in any way. They're always garbage. Megan says, who is he looking at when he screamed, you're just sitting there? The rest of the show. Like, if he is, I guess he said, filling time, and no one's, like, helping him and instead picking on him because he's, quote-unquote, filling time, then that's his frustration. Piano Fingerbanger says, I, for one, am quite interested to know the mold tolerances of Lego bricks. Yeah, he gets frustrated the most with Hot Wings because he just looks at him like, well, I don't know how you want me to help you in this. You're talking about Lego bricks. You're giving us shit. He would always bitch about Hot Wings doing that in the past. Let's see. Bob says those Lego flower sets can be difficult. Yeah, I think our good pal Jeremy just got some Lego flowers for Rebecca there. Megan says, what a baby. Ben Glaze says, filling time. That's their whole show nowadays. LOL. Cole says, instead of filling time, they should try being funny. Well, they did there, and that was funny. If she's reading these stupid, boring factoids that nobody gives a shit about, and they go, well, that's, well, I'll be damned. Wow. Huh. And you hear, wow. Sarcastic, wow. That's good. And that brings Greg right back to when he... you know, I used to do that shit to him all the time. I was like, yeah, this is great. Yeah, cool. Molly says, the more I learn of this show, it's just like Elvis Duran filling time. Exactly right. Hang on, I got Texas. Yeah? Question mark. So what does that mean for us? Easy, you and I played Name That Blank about 20 years ago. We kicked ass. Outstanding. Chris K says, that's the most hurtful to have Stephen Hot Wings. You're the boring one. Dan says, they used to be very funny when they fired the guy. It was funny so that they would not offend anyone. All right. That comes up Wednesday. Another Rib Roaring edition of Who Are These Free Beers? Followed by the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. I was given the marching order by Pooh Bear. She goes, okay, your last day of podcasting is Thursday. We're going up north Friday. I go, okay, boss. And she says, and I think we're going to do that next weekend too. because it's the 4th of July fireworks on Friday the 4th. So we'll go up Friday, and it's a tribute to Uncle Sam, the fireworks celebration at the Legion. And they're going to be, you can go inside of the tank. I go, I didn't realize you were interested in that. She goes, oh, no, I really wanted, there's a Sherman tank in front of the Legion. And you can go inside and see the inside of the tank. And she's like, I've always wanted to go inside there. You can go inside and see the Legion tank. I'll go, all right, sounds good. So that's coming up. Getting numerous comments in the chat. We have some buffering issues during the live stream. I've got my eye on it. If it does a flat-out barf, I will reset and reconvene. Thank you to the sponsors that help make this show go round. When it comes to healthcare, Frank Fuss wants to make sure you are covered through your Obamacare insurance policy from one of dozens of insurance carriers. You're like, what does this even mean? Easy. If you are between jobs, perhaps your employer does not offer insurance. Or, what's the other one? You're self-employed. You need your health care through healthcare.gov or Obamacare. Reach out to Frank Fuss. He will help you navigate that. Simply go to buyinsurancehere.com, B-U-Y, insurancehere.com. Frank costs nothing. His expertise is free. He makes money because he puts people like you and me into healthcare plans, and then the healthcare companies cut him a check for his services. It's truly one of the greatest things there is. And he is absolutely a dynamo in this industry. Buyinsurancehere.com and mention your old pal EZ. It looks like the live stream is fixed. Man Bun Chris says, I closed the app and restarted everything. Piano Finger Banger says, reset, reload, re-engage. Jocko, reanimate, repeat, retarded. And get on the attack. Don't get frustrated. Don't get mad. I know what you're going to say. And I said, what is that? And he said, you're going to say good. You always say good when bad things happen. It means you're still breathing. There's still some life in you. Reload. Recalibrate, re-engage, and go on the attack. Jocko's a fucking idiot. All right. I also want to say hello to my friends over at Pinball Land. Oh, my God. Star on the forehead for Pinball Land. We had such a great time there on Friday night. Pinball Land in Rockford, Michigan. They're open every day till 10. You can go to their website, pinball-land.com. This is a retro heaven. If you like old school video games and you like pinball, you will love Pinball Land. The way this works, now it's weird because I think it's $10 now for an hour. It was $9, but people paid $10 when we were there. You can get an hour of a pinball play. All the games are like, you don't have to put any quarters in them. Which, I think that if you wanted to play a pinball game that's not at Pinball Land, typically, they're like 75 cents a pop now. Let's see. Pinball Land game list. Frequently asked questions. If you want 2 hours of gameplay, it's $15. It might be 16 now. I don't know. And an all-day unlimited pass is $20, which a lot of people do. Rockford, Michigan is kind of a cool place to hang out for a day. Got a nice setting on a river, tons of places to eat. So you want to spend a few hours down there and a few hours at Pinball Land, by all means. You will not grow tired of the games, and they're constantly being updated at Pinball Land. Man Bun Chris says Dance Dance Revolution was a blast. Runner Girl Amy says we need to do this again. It was amazing. She wore an Atari jacket. Cute as a button. Pinball Land in Rockford, Michigan. Go there and please mention my name. And that is the son of Mr. Houdini from Bozo's Big Top, Ryan at Pinball Land. All right. I have to check these. I don't have time. I've got a conversation going on via text at the same time that I'm doing this show, and it's messing with my brain. Man Bun Chris says, I already know what you're going to say, boss. What is that? You're going to say good. You always say good when bad things happen. Shut up. I wouldn't say good. I would just say shut up. He should change it to shut up. Boss, something bad happened. Shut up. You always say shut up. Why? Yeah, because I want you to shut the fuck up. All right. I might be the most lean today that I've been lean on a show. Let's get to this one. This one came in from Lara in New Jersey. And it's kind of a long story, but I do want to get into it nonetheless. It is... She said, it sounds familiar. And I think she was referring to the fact that we saw that our old pal, Saint Gaslight, Joe Gaslight, obtained two COVID relief fund loans from the government, SBA loans, for his business. And he claimed on the form, which anybody could look up and see, and I did, that he put down that he has radio stations. Now, I compiled all this information, screenshots, last known address, cell phone numbers, suspected where he is now, and I actually uploaded all of this shit to the website for the United States Justice Department. They have a watchdog, narc on somebody. So I totally did that. I uploaded all that shit. Here's my contact. I didn't even do it anonymously. Here's who I am. Here's how I know. This is what I've learned. Here's the proof. I uploaded that to the United States Justice Department. All right. And then you wait. Now, I don't know if anything's going to come of it because I think all told, you know, $20,000-$30,000 is rather small potatoes when you think about some of the other scams that have taken place. But this lady right here, this smoke show, is Stephanie Hockridge. She was in TV. That's why she looks fucking spectacular. Not that everybody in TV looks spectacular, but she's a total smoke show. Man Bun Chris says, oh, shoot, is there an update? No, but this chick did the same thing, but on a much grander scale about these fucking loans. And she's going to pay for it because they busted her. Ex-TV News anchor Stephanie Hockridge, convicted in massive scheme to fraudulently obtain COVID relief funds. She's been convicted of conspiracy to commit wire fraud in a federal case involving hundreds of millions of dollars in COVID relief funds. A jury found her guilty on one count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud. She was acquitted on four additional counts of wire fraud. She'll be sentenced October 10th. She was convicted on Friday. The feds said Hockridge and her husband, Nathan Rise, fraudulently obtained over $300,000 in Paycheck Protection Program loans for themselves, including one application that falsely claimed that the dude was a veteran and a black guy. I guess that means you get more money? I don't know. These two had a, it's called a fintech firm. And I'm not exactly sure what a fin tech firm is. Known as Blue Acorn? I might have heard of that somewhere.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
I think I've heard of Blue Acorn. Have you? They co-founded Blue Acorn in 2020. And they processed over $12.5 billion in PPP loans with somewhere between $250 million and $300 million going to their ownership. I'm not exactly sure the dynamic there, but I think the suggestion is they were helping people obtain those loans. Blue Acorn received over $1 billion in taxpayer-funded processing fees. That's exactly what they did for facilitating PPP loans. But they spent less than 1% on fraud prevention and only $13.7 million on eligibility verification, according to a congressional investigation. So they were helping people get these loans. But if somebody just calls in and says, hey, I own a radio station. My name's Joe G. They went, all right, you get it. And they were helping these people get loans. Of course, the PPP was an $800 billion with a B dollar federal loan initiative launched during COVID. It was part of a broader effort, including grants, tax credits, and emergency loans aimed at stabilizing the U.S. economy. The second that that went live, everybody started robbing it. Investigators allege that the couple used the proceeds to enrich themselves personally. Congress said it obtained a video created by the two showing off large amounts of cash in a bar on December 21st, 2021. Oh, my God. They relocated to San Juan, Puerto Rico, which has no capital gains tax. After that, video obtained by congressional staffers, which was geolocated to San Juan, showed the two on the balcony of a luxury beachfront apartment. Look, if you're going to steal all this fucking money, we need to look no further than that scene in Goodfellas. When Jimmy the Gent is telling all those stupid Italian guys, don't do anything that'll draw attention to you. Dumb fuck comes in with a pink Cadillac. He says, Jimmy, don't worry. I bought it. It's in my mother's name. He goes, I don't give a fuck. What did I tell you? What did I tell you? And then fucking Carbone comes in with his wife's got a mink. Jimmy the Gent rips it off. He goes, you fucking take this back. Give me that coat. Take it back right now. Get it out of my sight. Get it out of here, he says. My God. Yeah, these two are just rolling in the cheddar. David says, I thought the rule of thumb was if you are hot, you aren't guilty. No, that's only for sex crimes against minors. Minor boys, and the offender, alleged offender, is an adult and is hot. Like, if this chick right here, if she was accused of sending nudes to like a five-year-old, she gets off scot-free. Here they are looking outstanding, beautiful people. And worse, this guy's a Packers fan. And it looks like she's a Cowboys fan. So those are fucking terrible. There's a little bit more to this. When it comes to screening these people who are trying to get these PPP loans, they uncovered the existence of a service called VIPPP. They actually called it VIPPP. That allowed high-dollar clients to bypass standard review protocols. Founders dismiss smaller loan applicants with phrases like, delete them, who fucking cares, and they can go elsewhere. They only wanted the big money ones. She's 42 years old, is Hockridge, 7 years as a news anchor on an ABC station in Phoenix. Nominated for an Emmy and favorite newscaster by Arizona Foothills Magazine. This is interesting. Fraud related to COVID-19 relief programs was unprecedented in U.S. history. Losses are estimated to be in the hundreds of billions of dollars, possibly up to $1 trillion. Can you imagine in the U.S., you've got the government employees who oversee this having to swallow the bitter pill that hundreds of billions of dollars is gone, that you will not get back. I mean, I feel bad about taking a bath on the fraud bus. But my God. And I guess also my question is, how did we not think that this was going to happen? You have an opportunity for people to get loans, no questions asked, just by clicking a button on a screen. Most people are going to do that. Some will get caught. Most will not. Final comment on this is the PPP, economic injury, disaster loans, and unemployment insurance programs were especially vulnerable, with watchdogs reporting widespread misuse, insider abuse, and systemic failures in fraud prevention. No comment from the two who were convicted. They got to go to prison, right? Can you imagine if you're the bull lesbian at the prison and she walks in? You're like, oh, my God. That reminds me. I failed to mention this yesterday. But at the Pride festivities in Grand Rapids, there was these two chicks, and you got a picture. For context, I have to tell you exactly what they look like. If I could describe them short and sweet, I would say big black mama jamas. These round, sassy, curvy black babes are in the middle of the street. Together, they weigh 600 pounds. And they're walking through like fucking Godzilla. And they have matching shirts. The one chick's shirt says, I swear to God, who ate all the pussy? And I'm like, oh my God, she's wearing a who ate all the pussy shirt. And then the other chick, the shirt says, me. Am I? Fuck, yes. 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 This is why gays rule. It is so outstanding. They don't give a fuck. That's who you want. That's why it always drove me nuts that Trump's like, you can't have transgender people in the military. No, you want to have them. They don't give a fuck. They'll do anything. You tell them to get on the front lines and go kill some Iranians, they're fucking dead. They have the strength of 10 men or women. God damn, is that awesome. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, today is one of those days. I am fresh out of things to talk about, but I will regroup, reload, recalibrate, and bring you a Patreon bonus podcast. I never, ever dare to try to keep it going when I am fresh out of shit to talk about, but that is the case today. I will join you on the Patreon. Piano Finger Banger says, audio Q&A time. I would entertain that, but those questions would have to roll in absolutely on a fast pace, like right now, like within seconds, because I'm not one, if there's nothing happening, to ever like, okay. So I'll promote it once, and if nothing shows up that is worthy of asking, then I will punt. If you have a question that has been burning on your mind about me, either on a personal level, professional level, or pop culture level, maybe a politics level, anything at all, I am an open book, and I will always answer those questions. Rebecca says, any bites on the fraud bus? No, we haven't gotten that far yet. I sat in front of my consignment guy, and he says to me, all right, EZ, it's going to take me a day to compile the actual price that we are going to ask for. So we haven't even listed it yet. Plus, it needs to be cleaned. If you have a question, I'll gladly take those in an impromptu, I have nothing to talk about edition of Ask Me Anything. Alan says 100 gorillas against 1,000 transgenders. Pray for the gorillas. That's true. Megan says, am I allowed to ask a puppy dog gear related question or will I get yelled at? Well, you would never get yelled at. No. Well, you know, you probably would get yelled at some point, but not for that. Absolutely. Ask me right now. Now is a great time to ask me that because you are waiting on the arrival of a sweet, as it's known as a charcoal Labrador named Josie. So by all means. Piano Finger Banger says, how did you first get into announcing games for the Grand Rapids Griffins? Did you do sports announcing in college? No. I had experience doing it in Tennessee for a hockey team. I don't remember how I got involved in that. I think they were just looking for a warm body to do microphone work, PA, for that team. So I did that for a couple of years. Didn't do it at all for 2 or 3 years in New Jersey. Get to Grand Rapids, and the hockey team has a game, and I get a heads up from somebody with the team that says, hey, would you be interested in doing the public address for the Grand Rapids Griffins tonight? Our main guy cannot be there. We're in a bit of a pinch. Can you just fill in? And I said, yeah, of course I will. So I was nervous as hell, and I finished up, and I said, well, okay, I'm all done. I hope that was okay. And they go, yeah, it was fine. Yeah, thanks. And you know, because I have a headphone and they can talk to me in it. And I took the headphones off and I walked off of the ice and I got into my car. It was 2004, 2005, sometime around there. And as I'm driving home, my Motorola flip phone rings and I pick it up. And it's a guy who I just heard on that radio saying, yeah, you did fine. He says, you did bad, more than fine. I didn't want to say it. Mixed company on the comm, but you got to come back tomorrow. I go, what? I go, well, what about the guy? Is he not sick? Is he done? Is he going to be? He goes, fuck him. I go, are you serious? He goes, yeah, fuck that shit. You're coming back. I go, all right. So I come back, do that game. And he goes, look, we want you for every game, but we're going to let this guy off easily. Easy. So you're going to alternate games. He's going to do one, and you're going to do one. I go, all right, sounds good. So then I would, the other guy would do the game, and then I would do a game. And then as I'm doing the game, all the other off-ice officials are like, oh, thank God that other guy's not here. He sucks cock. I go, really? Refs are skating up. They go, oh, man, you do so much better than that guy. That guy's a pile of shit. I'm like, come on. I thought he was fine. That motherfucker trained me. I mean, that's horrible. How can you possibly say that? The dude had been there since the beginning, and they just cast him aside. So, like, I was kind of reluctant. I felt bad, and then the season ends. I go, all right, it's your job full time. And that was 20 years ago. Piano Finger Banger said, so that was basically your first time doing a game in a huge-ass arena. Yes. You know what's funny is there was one game I got called at the last minute to do a game at the Little Caesars Arena. And so I get a phone call. Same goddamn thing. Hey, how quickly can you get here? We got the dude, his name is Jim. Jim can't do it. Can you do it? I go, yeah, I can do it. So I drive all the way to Detroit. I'm walking in. I said, and I thought the same goddamn thing was going to happen. Now, when you're at Little Caesars Arena, you're not at ice level. You're looking down. You're up at the top of the arena. So here I am looking down, same microphone and everything, looking down, doing my thing. And I did the introduction, announcing the players. And the guy who runs the department, the off-ice game ops or whatever the fuck, I get done doing my thing, and the guy goes, God, Jim who? Referring to the guy who does it now. And I'm like, oh, no, it's happening again. They're going to fucking fire this guy. So I'm like, well, that'll be interesting. I don't know how that's going to work. But I'd never heard a word. That was the only indication that was going to happen. But for that period of time, I thought they're going to fucking fire that guy and give me this job. Favorite Griffins player you've interacted with? Easy. Joey Hicketts. Hold on a second. Can't quite respond right now, period. I have not been able to read these messages because I'm doing a podcast, period. So sorry. I've gotten 18 messages since I started this podcast from Carl and Christian and Vinny, and I don't know what the fuck they want, but my phone's been buzzing for the last half hour. Megan writes, I want to crate both of my dogs. One is a lab puppy, and one four-year-old dog is a min pin mix mutt. So I want a pretty crate that has two sides. Anyways, I want people to send me a link to meganatirvines.com if you have a good link for a two-dog crate. All right. Let me just say that I don't know if you want to put two dogs in a crate. I think you want them separate. There's always a risk that something bad can happen in the crate. Like, if you go out to eat and one dog does something to piss the other dog off, you don't want them together because it's a cage match. And then you come home, and there's blood all over the place and dog parts. So I don't think that's a good idea at all. Just my two cents. I think that's a horrible decision. You want them in their own space because dogs are also territorial. And that's going to turn into their thing. They're going to love it. They're not going to like it at first. The older dog's going to have a harder time than the baby dog. But they're going to be comfortable in their own personal space. So I'm strongly urging you not to put two dogs into one crate. I think that's not great. Your thoughts? Can anybody help Megan out? Can Megan respond? What is your response to that? Maureen says, when is the next soccer game, EZ? Oh, my God. The Michigan Rangers. There they are. There they are. I'd like to see one if the weather is nice. You know, I don't know. When is the next game, Chris? Maureen says, I would agree with Eric on not putting them in the same crate. Stevie says, I wouldn't do it myself. Man Bun Chris says, we are off today at Madonna University for that cup that we're competing in. Starman 314, son of Reese, radio legend Reese Rickards, says, I got here just in time. I made custom crates for a while. You did? Man Bun Chris, do we have home games? We don't care about the away games. He says, next chance for a home match would be if we host for the playoffs. We'll send EZ the info. We don't have that yet. He says, crates for shipping. So you make dog crates? Good God. Man Bun Chris says, you said next match. My apologies. All right, yeah. Well, I mean, of course, people want to watch the next match. Who wouldn't? You're absolutely right. But in person would have to be if we are hosting a home playoff game. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to leave it right there, an abridged version of the Eric Zane Show podcast. I thank you so much for being part of it. I will talk to you when we do the Patreon bonus podcast. Till then, have a good one. Thank you, folks. Bye-bye.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.